a story from the Gospel of John. You might want to sit down for this one. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw Jesus. He said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus the Christ is the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Today, rather than having one long homily by the presider, we are having many homilies by the community. And in the homily handout for today, we focused on two questions. In the second reading, read so beautifully by Suzanne, Joan Chittister said that Easter is really about our own resurrection, about seeing and hearing God in everyone. In her Easter homily last week, Anne Marie enlightened us about metanoia and fundamental oneness with God and eternity. How do resurrection and Easter speak to you? At LBC, we like to say that everyone is on their own spiritual path. As we heard, today's gospel contains the story of Doubting Thomas. When I listened to this story when I was a kid, I was given the impression that Thomas was wrong for questioning. Though I was not aware, I must have carried that view for many years, even when, for a time, I stopped attending church. Sometime later, when I joined LBC, I read a book by John Shelby Spong called Christianity Must Change or Die. It was a shocker. I was resistant to his views because they conflicted with what I had been taught. And I remember reading it and then being amazed by something, and I put it down and I thought, I don't know about this. It took me a long time to get through the book. But my views evolved, thanks to LBC and the spirit of, yes, go ahead and question. I realized that reading and hearing different viewpoints helped me grow spiritually. But for others, there may be comfort in having a faith that does not change. It's something you can always rely on. What place, if any, does doubt, questioning, have in your spiritual life?